Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Scotty Resources. Chad and I are chatting with Brad Rourke, president and CEO of Scotty Resources. Now the company is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT and on the OTC markets under the symbol SCTSF. First question that we just want to quickly run by you here, Brad, involves the merger between AUX and Scotty. It was announced a few months ago. You and I last chatted about it middle of April. There hasn't been much news. We're getting some questions asking what is the status of this merger. Bring us up to speed, please, Brad. Where does this merger status stand?
Sure, and nice to speak with you again. Merger, timely question. AGM for AUX was yesterday. AUX shareholders had to vote on it, of course, and it was overwhelming approved yesterday. Now, it won't the final closing still has to do with mail outs and circulars and a whole bunch of lawyers getting involved and all that sort of stuff. So I think that it's official on the 21st. I hate saying that because the date always seems to change. There was something wrong in the circular or such. So it's, I believe the 21st is when it's official. But both companies just operate as they were anyways. They're both funded. Both projects are going forward. So I think it's just a few technical things that we need to do, but there's no duress. It's, like I say, Scotty did not have to vote on it. AUX did, all that stuff. It's done. It's behind us. So it's just putting crossing the T's and dotting the I's at this point.
Okay, all that fun legal work, right? And hard to put an actual time frame on that, but let's now look ahead to the work that is ongoing. The company, Scotty Resources, just announced on July 7th the commencement of the 2021 drill program. Now, it's a total of 12,500 meters focused, again, at the Scotty Gold Mine project and focused on three, it seems like, main zones: Blueberry, Scotty Gold Mine, O, it's called, and the Domino Zone. Brad, take us through the overall goals behind this 12,500-meter program, please.
Sure. So we are simply just following up on zones that we drilled last year and then the year before. So we've had two successful drill seasons, and currently as we speak, I believe the first one might even be done. I haven't got the report yet, but judging by last night's production, we'll have the first hole into Blueberry done, and we are in the process. Those are skid drills on the Blueberry, which is our cheapest and most accessible drilling, and we're going to do about 6,000 of those meters just on Blueberry, following up on this new near surface north south trend that we found. So we're excited to get at that, and then drilling Scotty and Domino. Those are heli assisted drill programs, and I think the fly drill is going up this week. And for as much snow as there was last season, it's quite interesting that, you know, there's a few spots where we've had these fly rigs, which we had thought we'd be out in a little later. It looks like we can get going. So we're kind of deploying everybody right now. But Blueberry is actively drilling right now. And then the first holes fly will be Scotty. We've got some multi-zone holes going through that. So we're excited to get on it. And, you know, that'll take up between Domino and Scott and the old Scotty Gold Mine. You know, that'll represent another 6,000 meters or so. And then, of course, that's the kernel of Scotty. Again, we're going to follow up on AUX's Georgia River project as well. And camp builders are going in Monday, I believe. So everything's on track. We pushed really, really hard to get things going earlier than nature would let us. We plowed snow to get to Scotty. So 5-6 days ago, and a few suspect zones where the avalanches cross the roads, we're plowing through 20 feet of snow. So we got through that because we see contractors jumping ship from one project to the other because there's a few delays up there. So we really pushed at it, and just to get, you get those boots on site, they don't leave. And so that was kind of our plan, and it seems to be working so far. So we're happy.
Well, Brad, it's nice to hear about all the work and plowing, literally plowing forward and plowing through it. But on the drill program, it looks like some of these on this north-south structure, you're going to be stepping out substantially. Some of them, maybe close to 200-meter step-outs, and you're also going to be testing the vertical extent. So talk to us about some of the goals of the program. What should investors be looking for? How will you know if your thesis hits?
Sure. Blueberry, to us, when we first drilled it 2 years ago, was something completely different than the way we look at it now. We paid $1 million for the Blueberry vein, and it's an east-west-ish structure. But within drilling that, we found something that was odd, and it was kind of leading us in this north-south direction. So last season, we just had to explore that. And so we did a tight drill program in around this anomalous intercept that we found to kind of confirm this north-south. So it was a tight drill program. It turned out really well for us. The timing in the market was bad, but the results, as far as we're concerned, were extremely successful. So the bigger step outs this year is, we're not drilling for news. We're actually looking for elephants. So we have a lot more confidence. We just didn't understand it for last year's drilling. We've got a little handle on it now. We have some good theories, and that's why you're seeing these bigger step outs. I think from our perspective, that's proper exploration, and that's what our investors expect of us. And so let's hope our theories play out. But yeah, last year we were just trying to understand the geometry of something new. We think we got a handle on it, so we're going to step out and really test our theories.
Okay. So again, exploration focused and trying to show what the potential size or scale might be here. Obviously not building towards a resource on the back of this program. What about funding for this program? You had an announcement at the beginning of June that the company raised $7 million. Where do you stand in terms of cash, and what's the projected budget for this program?
So it's a difficult question to answer because there's cash in AUX. That officially closes coming up, which will be another $3 million into the bank. Yes, we just closed $7 million. I'd like to say that we didn't look for that $7 million. That came to us after we announced that we were doing the merger. And then a big entity stepped up. And if you look at who did that financing, it's pretty obvious to see it's not a small retail shop. Puts us at about $12 million, although I'm starting to write checks on that already. Everybody needs deposits, and like I say, we're working. But, we'll do a $10 million program this year for sure, and it should give us, maybe $2, $3 million left, and then we can judge depending on, no road bumps. Maybe we can expand our drill program if we like what we see. So, this is by far the biggest program we've ever done. But it's not without, we're just following up on two successful programs. So we have the confidence now to put some meters in. And as far as the resource comment is, yeah, we're not trying to, but our goal is for at the end of this season that we'll be able to look people in the eye and give them a reasonable time frame estimate and a real good understanding. I mean, because there's so many little pockets of non-compliance things that we've been working on. So we'll have a real good handle. If the market wants a resource, we'll be able to work at towards that for next season. But in our minds, unless we can show at least a million ounces of high grade, it's pretty much just talk. No one's going to care if I could come up with a 500,000 ounce resource. So, in our minds, that's the goal. We want to show a pathway to a million. We think we're getting close. This year will reveal a lot. And then, if the world turns the way it should, then that next year we'll be thinking about resource.
Okay. Just a quick question. Everybody's wondering what the projected turnaround times are going to be for the assay labs because of just how slow it was last year. I understand that the labs are better staffed and also don't have the tight COVID protocols that they had last year. Any insights on what the turnaround time might be and anything that your company, that Scotty Resources, is doing to help those?
Yeah, we're going to try something a little different. you know, I'm still one of the smaller guys in the triangle. I don't know if I'm going to get preferential treatment from anybody, but working with one of the labs, SGS, and we put a personal prep lab in Stewart, or SGS, it's their prep lab. Of course, I can't be involved with anything like that. But so we kind of employed them. They have a portable one. And, you know, the story I've been told is that our turnarounds are going to be, you know, 80% faster than last year, which wouldn't be hard because we were getting 100-day assays last year. But, you know, we're trying it. Hopefully everything works the way that it should. But, you know, we worked really hard on, if I could have feedback for my second half of my drill program, theoretically, it'll be even better than last year's. And that's what we're working towards. We've got agreements, and let's just hope everybody can hold up their end of the bargain. And so, yeah, we've initiated a few things. Hopefully they work. I've never done quite like this before, but I think we've got something that might work. Well, like I say, you're always relying on other people. I've got it down on paper really well, so let's hope it works.
Okay. Well, Brad, appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Scotty Resources. We're going to follow up as we get some more information on this drill program and when some assays start coming back from the labs. Brad, great chatting with you. Thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, you as well. Nice talking to you.